On a hill overlooking the twinkling lights of a city at night, spotlights illuminate chunky golden letters and numerals stacked on a raised plinth. 20th Century Fox, a News Corporation company. Snowflakes fall from a bluey-gray sky. 20th Century Fox presents. Something bounces across the snow-covered ground. Scrat, a saber-toothed squirrel clutching an acorn, stops moving. A Blue Sky Studios production. Scrat tries unsuccessfully to bury the acorn in the frozen ground. He tries to dig a hole. He tries again, but still can't bury the acorn. He runs off with it and hides behind a clump of grass. Scrat stops on a snow-covered hillside and digs a little bit, only scratching the surface. He runs on and tries again. Eventually he stops and thumps the acorn into the ground. He twists the acorn round, then jumps on top of it. It moves into the ground and the ice around it starts to crack. Scrat watches as the crack stretches up an ice mountain, round a circular arch and up a cliff. As the crack nears the top, a little chunk of ice spews out of the top. The cliff face starts to move and its shadow looms over the saber-toothed squirrel. Scrat runs, then stops. He tries hard to dislodge the acorn, which is now stuck tight into the ground. It pops out and he and it fall back. He looks up. Clutching the acorn, he skedaddles as chunks of ice fall to the ground behind him. The slithering wall of ice follows him. Scrat's in a valley. There are mountains on his left, the wall of ice behind him, and he sees another approaching him. Two walls of ice meet and merge at the top. Scrat's at ground level. The ice walls are closing in on him. Just as they meet, he pops the acorn, then himself out. He catapults from a mountainside. Scrat plummets down the snow mountain until he reaches dry ground. He jacks his saber teeth out of the earth where they've stuck and looks around for the acorn. It falls on his head. He picks the acorn up and strokes it lovingly. He's about to walk off with it when a woolly mammoth steps on him. Ice Age! The mammoth moves off. Scrat peeks up from the indentation. More feet land on him. He sticks to one of them. With every step the animal takes, Scrat is flattened on the ground. Animals in convoy march away from the snow. There are giant armadillos, rhinos, and two llama-like animals with long necks and trunk-like noses.
Call it the Big Chew or the Nippy Era. I'm just saying, how do we know it's the Ice Age?
Because of all the ice!
Well, things just got a little chillier.
Young tapirs soak in a tar pit.
The traffic's moving!
But, Dad!
No buts! You can play Extinction later.
Okay. Come on, guys.
Sal, where's Eddie?
He said something about being on the verge of an evolutionary breakthrough.
Really?
Eddie runs off a ridge.
Some breakthrough.
A mammoth.
Jumping the wrong way!
The big woolly mammoth has curly tusks and a brown mane.
Do the world a favor! Move your issues off the road!
If my trunk was that small, I wouldn't draw attention to myself, pal.
Give me a break. We've been waddling all day.
Oh, go ahead. Follow the crowd. It'll be quieter when you're gone.
Come on. He wants to freeze to death, let him.
The mammoth heads off in the opposite direction from the convoy. A sloth sleeps on a branch. It nearly slips off.
Hey, I'm up! Hey, rise and shine, everybody! Huh? Zach? Marshall? Bertie? Uncle Fungus? Where is everybody? Come on, guys! We're gonna miss the migration.
He's all alone.
They left without me. They do this every year. Why? Doesn't anyone love me? Isn't there anyone who cares about Sid the Sloth?
An armadillo scuttles past.
All right, I'll just go by myself. Oh.
Sid treads an armadillo poo.
My body, Kermit, next time! Oh, jeez, oh, yuck! Oh.
Two rhinos by a plant.
Fresh wild greens? Frank, where did you ever...
Go ahead, dig in.
A dandelion. I thought the frost wiped them all out.
All but one.
Oh, it makes me so... Oh, I want to... Oh, yuck! This has definitely not been my day. I mean, you know what I'm saying, buddy? Oh, what a mess. Hey, you rhinos, you know, you have really tiny brains. Did you know that? No, it's just a fact. No offense. Well, you probably don't even know what I'm talking about. Oh, yummo! A dandelion. Must be the last one of the season.
Oh, Carl.
Easy, Frank.
He ruined our salad.
Oh, my mistake, Dallas. My mistake. I mean, let me get up. No, seriously. Let me take care of this. What is this? Pine cones. Oh, my goodness. They're my favorite. Delicious. That's a good eating. But don't let me hog them all up. Oh, no. Here, you have some. Tasty, isn't it? Bon appetit. Oh.
Sid runs.
Now.
They chase him. He runs into the mammoth and falls to the ground. The rhinos are up close.
But I'm not here.
Man, I want him to hit him at full speed.
That's okay, Frank. We'll have some fun with them.
Don't let them impale me, please. I want to live.
Get off me.
Come on, you're making a scene.
Uh-huh. We'll just take our furry pinata and go, if you don't mind.
Hey, buddy, it's not them today. It's just someone else tomorrow.
Well, I'd rather it not be today, okay?
Look, we're gonna break your neck so you don't feel a thing. How's that?
Wait a minute. I thought rhinos were vegetarians.
An excellent point.
Shut up.
Who says we're gonna eat them after we kill them?
Yeah, come on, move it.
You know, I don't like animals that kill for pleasure.
Save it for a mammal that cares.
I'm a mammal that cares.
Okay, look, if either of you make it across that sinkhole in front of you, you get the sloth.
That's right, you losers! You take one step and you're dead!
Sid tosses a rock, which lands in the sinkhole and doesn't sink.
You were bluffing, huh?
Yeah, that was a bluff.
Get him!
The two rhinos charge. The mammoth stops them with his tusks. They push him back towards a cliff edge. He pushes them back, then flicks them away. They charge again. The mammoth hooks a tusk round Carl's flat horn and spins a rhino round, then onto the ground. It's Frank's turn to charge towards Sid. The mammoth throws Frank towards Carl.
Dandelion?
Frank lands on top of the dandelion.
What?
Sid shoves the mammoth. They both slip off the cliff. Sid ends up on the mammoth's face.
You have beautiful eyes.
Get off my face.
Well, you and me, we make a great team. I mean, what do you say we just head south together?
Great, yeah. Hey, jump up on my back and relax the whole way.
Wow, really?
No.
Wait, aren't you going south? The change of seasons, migration instincts, any of this a ringing a bell?
I guess not. Bye.
Okay, then. Thanks for the help. I can take it from here.
Hey, you overgrown weasel! Wait till we get down there.
Whoa! That whole south thing is way overrated. The heat, the crowds, who needs it? I mean, isn't this great? You and me, two bachelors, knocking about in the wild?
No, you just want a bodyguard so you don't become somebody's side dish.
You're a very shrewd mammal. Okay, then you lead the way, Mr. Big, get the name?
Manfred.
Manfred, yuck, man. How about Manny the Moody Mammoth, or Manny the Melancholy, Manny the...
Sid climbs up a tree.
Following me.
Manny shakes the tree.
Okay, so you've got issues. Look, you won't even know I'm here. I just zip the lip, and when I shake, I'm...
A waterfall cascades down a high rocky drop. The grey rocks are speckled with thin fir trees. Beyond the rocks is a clearing. There are tents in a circle with campfires burning beside them and smoke billowing up to the skies. A man leaves a group and goes to a woman with a baby in her arms. The woman sets the baby on the ground and the man crouches down. The child teeters and the man scoops him up, then tosses him in the air and catches him. They're being watched.
Look at the cute little baby, Diego.
Two saber-toothed tigers.
He'll be joining us for breakfast.
It wouldn't be breakfast without him.
Especially since his daddy wiped out half our pack and wears our skin to keep warm. An eye for an eye. Don't you think?
Let's show that human what happens when he messes with sabers.
Alert the troops. We attack at dawn. And Diego, bring me that baby. Alive. If I'm gonna enjoy my revenge, I want it to be fresh.
The woman goes inside a tent. The man with the baby in his arms follows her. Manny and Sid stroll through a mountain gorge. Manny has a tusk full of logs. He sets them down. Sid drags Widdly behind Manny and is carrying a little stick.
I'm wiped out.
That's your shelter?
Hey, you're a big guy. You got a lot of wood. I'm a little guy.
You got half a stick.
Yeah, but with my little stick and my highly evolved brain, I shall create fire.
Fascinating.
We'll see if brains triumph over brawn tonight. Now, won't we?
Sitting in the pouring rain, Sid rubs his bits of stick together.
I think I saw a spark.
Sid looks excited for a moment, then slopes up.
I could squeeze in there for you, Manny, old pal.
Oh, isn't there someone else you can annoy? Friends, family, poisonous reptiles?
My family abandoned me. They just kind of migrated without me. You should see what they did last year. You know what I mean? They woke up early and then they quietly tied my hands and feet and they gagged me with a field mouse and barricaded the cave door and covered their tracks, went to water so I'd lose their scent and needs them anyway.
Sid curls up on Manny's tusk. Manny picks him up and drops him.
So what about you? You have family?
Manny retreats inside his makeshift shelter and turns his back on Sid.
Well, we'll talk more in the morning. Ow! Manfred, could you scooch over a drop? Oh, come on, nobody falls asleep that fast! Manny!
Hailstones fall on Sid. He trudges up to Manny's rear, picks up the mammoth's tail, and holds it over his head for a shelter. Not far away, Scrat, the saber-toothed squirrel, pushes the large acorn up a tree trunk. It nearly drops, but he catches it in his mouth and maneuvers it up to the severed top of the tree. It lands inside the trunk. Scrat checks the trunk with his paw. It's solid. He raises the acorn above his head as lightning strikes. He sizzles and drops the acorn. Morning. The saber-toothed tigers are gathered on the rocks overlooking the humans' encampment. They watch as the dying embers of the campfires go out, then start their sure-footed descent. Their claws are long. The humans' dogs hear their approach. The tigers start to run. The men hear the dogs and run out of their tents carrying spears. One tiger leaps on a human. While the men fight the other tigers off, Diego sneaks his way through the camp and reaches the tent where the baby lies asleep in a cot. He creeps in. The woman picks up the baby and hits Diego with a club before rushing out of the tent. She runs away from the camp. Diego chases after her. The man starts to follow, but two tigers bar his way. The woman sprints to the river above the waterfall. She starts to cross a stone bridge. Diego bars her way. He flexes a claw and rips off a charm necklace from around the baby's blanket. The woman runs under the bridge. Diego leaps down. The woman runs through the river. She climbs onto a rock, jutting out over the waterfall. She turns to see Diego stalking towards her. The woman looks at the baby in her arms, hugs it, then leaps with it into the foaming waters down below. Diego stands at the edge of the rock and looks down. He sees no sign of the woman or baby. At the camp, the dogs are released and attack the tigers. One of the tigers spots Diego.
There's Diego! Fall back!
The tigers rush up to Diego by the river.
I lost it over the falls.
You lost it?
The humans hurl their spears. The tigers cross the bridge.
That baby, Diego.
I'll get it.
You'd better, unless you want to serve yourself as a replacement.
We'll go up to Half Peak.
Meet us there. It had better be alive.
Can we trust you with that, Diego?
Let's go!
The tiger runs off. Diego goes off on his own. The dogs find the necklace on the ground. The man picks it up, stares at it, then looks across to the retreating tigers. Men and dogs chase after the tigers. Sid, eating an apple, and Manny stroll in the sunshine.
Picked his hair off my shoulder and says, look, if you're going to have an extra mating dance, at least pick a female with the same color pelt, right? And I thought, whoa, she's going to go praying mantis on me, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, if you find a mate in life, you should be loyal. In your case, grateful. Now get away from me.
Well, I think mating for life is stupid. I mean, there's plenty of Sid to go around, you know?
Manny stopped.
Manny?
Manny going into the river. Sid follows Manny's gaze and sees the exhausted woman still holding the baby, leaning on a tree trunk in the shallows of the river. She looks up at Manny and Sid. The woman tries to grasp a hold on the tree trunk, but can't. She swims to a rock in front of Manny and Sid and rests the baby on it. The woman pushes the baby up towards Manny and lets go. The bundle starts to roll back, but Manny's trunk stops it. The woman gazes into Manny's big eyes, then closes hers wearily. Manny pulls the baby up towards him. The baby stares wide-eyed at the big woolly creature. Sid leans over.
He's okay.
Sid's eyes open wide when he looks up and sees the woman has disappeared. Both creatures look out over the river.
Gone.
They're standing not far from the waterfall. Manny turns away from the river.
Manny, are you forgetting something?
No.
But you just saved him.
Yeah, well, I'm still trying to get rid of the last thing I saved.
But you can't leave him here.
Sid picks the baby up and turns towards the waterfall.
There's smoke! That's his herd right up the hill. We should return him.
Let's get something straight here, okay? There is no we. There never was a we. In fact, without me, there wouldn't even be a you.
Just up the hill?
Listen very carefully. I'm not going.
Fine, be a jerk. I'll take care of him.
Oh, yeah, that's good. You'll take care of him. You can't even take care of yourself. This I gotta say.
I'll return you. We don't need that needy, weedy mammoth, do we? No, we don't.
Sid stands at the base of the cliff face and looks up. It's a long way. He turns to Manny, then starts to jump at the cliff. With the baby still in his grasp, the sloth starts to clamber up the smooth face of the cliff beside the waterfall. He slips. Manny strolls up.
To nature. Do you know that?
This is cake! I'm fine! I'm fine! I'm gonna die!
As Sid climbs up, the baby slips out of the skins wrapped round it. Sid catches him with a rear leg claw.
Eddie!
Sid drops the baby. Before he reaches the waiting Manny, Diego flies through the air, catches the baby and lands on a ledge. Manny whips the baby away with a trunk. The tiger and the mammoth face each other.
That pink thing is mine.
No, actually that pink thing belongs to us.
Sid slides to the ground.
You two are a bit of an odd couple.
There is no us.
I see. Can't have one of your own, so you want to adopt.
Look, I'm sorry to interrupt your snack, but we gotta go.
The baby? Please. I was returning him to his herd.
Oh, yeah. Nice try, Bucktooth.
You calling me a liar?
I didn't say that.
You were thinking it.
I don't like this cat. He reads minds.
Name's Diego, friend.
Manfred. And I'm not your friend.
Fine. Manfred. If you're looking for the humans, you're wasting your time. They left this morning.
Thanks for the advice. Now beat it. All right, I'll help you bring it to its herd. But promise me that you'll leave me alone after that.
Okay, deal. Hey, what's your problem?
You are my problem.
Well, I think you're stressed, and that's why you eat so much. I mean, it's hard to get fat on a vegan diet.
I'm not fat. It's all this fur. It makes me look poofy.
All right, you have fat hair, but when you're ready to talk, I'm here.
They stand beneath a ledge.
What are you doing? Just drop it on the ledge.
Shouldn't we make sure they found him?
Good idea.
Oh, no, wait. Ah! Don't spear me!
They plonk the baby on the ledge. Sid's thrown up beside him.
There's a problem.
Now what? Oh, that's perfect.
The baby crawls to the now derelict camp. He tips over a basket and it covers him. Sid treads on the end of a branch. It springs up and smacks him in the face. He falls over. Manny lumbers through the camp, finds the baby looking into his cot. The baby spreads his arms out and rests his head on the cot. Manny stares at him. The baby trips and falls into the basket. Diego turns up.
Well, look who it is. Don't you have some poor defenseless animal to disembowel?
Oh, they couldn't be far. I mean, they went this way. Or this way, or maybe...
You don't know much about tracking, do you?
Hey, I'm a sloth. I see a tree, eat a leaf. That's my tracking.
You didn't miss them by much. It's still green. They headed north 2 hours ago.
Hey, still green. They headed north 2 hours ago.
Sid sticks two pieces of twig in his mouth, protruding like the tiger's saber teeth. Diego places a paw on the baby.
I can track humans down a lot faster than you can.
And you're just a good citizen helping out, right?
I just know where the humans are going.
Glacier Pass. Everybody knows they have a settlement on the other side.
Well, unless you know how to track, you're never going to reach them before the pass closes up with snow. Which should be, like, tomorrow. So, you can give that baby to me or go get lost in a blizzard. It's your choice.
Manny lifts the baby up with the end of his trunk, swings him past the tiger's head, and drops him in Sid's arms.
A little bundle of joy. We're returning it to the humans.
Oh, the big bad Tiggy Waggy gets left behind. Poor Tiggy Waggy.
Sid? Tiggy Waggy's gonna lead the way.
Diego curls his lip.
Manny, can I talk to you for a second?
No. The sooner we find the humans, the sooner I get rid of Mr. Stinky Drool Face. And the baby, too.
You won't always have Jumbo around to protect you. And when that day comes, I suggest you watch your back, because I'll be chewing on it.
Hey, Uber Tracker! Up front, where I can see you.
Help me.
The three animals with the baby trek along the hills beneath the mountains. In brilliant sunshine, they saunter between two snow-covered ridges.
You gotta make it stop. I can't take it anymore.
I've eaten things that didn't complain this much.
You won't stop squirming.
You're holding it wrong.
Watch its head.
Just put it down.
Jeez, pick him up, put him down, make him up.
Its nose is dry.
That means something's wrong with it.
Someone should lick it, just in case.
I'll do it.
Hey, he's wearing one of those baby thingies.
So?
So if he poops, where does it go?
Humans are disgusting.
Okay, you. Check for poop.
Hey, why am I the poop checker?
Because returning the runt was your idea. Because you're small and insignificant, and because I'll pummel you if you don't.
Why else?
Now, Sid!
Sid undoes the baby's nappy.
Yuck! Ew! I mean, my goodness. All right, look out, coming through.
Hey, watch out!
Stop waving that thing around!
Ooh, ooh, I'm gonna slip!
Sid tosses the nappy in the air. It lands on Manny's head.
It's clean! Got ya!
Will you cut it out?
Manny thwacks Sid with his trunk.
Do that again. He likes it.
Manny thwacks Sid again.
Making me feel better, too.
Here, you hold it.
Diego thumps Sid with his paw. The baby in Sid's arms tries to smack Sid. Sid places him on a flat rock.
Towards me.
Where's the baby? There he is. Where's the baby? There he is!
Diego covers and uncovers his eyes.
Scaring him!
The baby looks up at the three animals.
He's hungry.
How about some milk?
Ooh, I'd love some.
Not you, the baby.
Well, I ain't exactly lactating right now, pal.
You're a little low on the food chain to be mouthing off, aren't you?
Enough!
Enough! Enough!
They spot a watermelon. Manny picks it up, but a hoop-beaked bird emerges from a bush, grabs the melon, and scuttles off with it.
Prepare for the ice age!
Protect the dodo way of life!
Survival separates the dodo from the beast!
Protect the dodo way of life!
Prepare for the ice age!
Ice age?
I've heard of these crackpots.
The melon-stealing dodo spots them.
Intruders!
Now don't fall in! If you do, you will definitely...
Intruders! Intruders! Ah!
The dodo falls into a hole.
Hey, can we have our melon back? Junior's hungry and,
No way! This is our private stockpile for the Ice Age! Subarctic temperatures will force us underground for a billion, billion years!
So you got three melons?
If you weren't smart enough to plan ahead, then doom on you!
Doom on you! Doom on you! Doom
get away from
on
me!
You. Doom on you!
Oh no! No!
The melon rolls away.
Taekwondo's! Attack!
Three dodos leap into the air and strike martial arts poses. One kicks the melon out of the baby's hands. It drops over a cliff edge. Half a dozen dodos fall off the cliff.
There goes our last female.
Sid grabs another melon. Dodos wrestle it from him. Three stand over the hole, balancing it in their beaks. They and the melon fall in.
Melon.
The remaining dodos engulf Sid. The melon scoots out and Manny catches it on the end of his trunk. He holds it away from the dodos. One bites his tail. The melon shoots up into the air. Sid and the dodos run under it. It bounces on the heads of several birds. Sid catches it and looks up to see the dodos approach. There are dodos in front of him, dodos to the right of him, dodos above him. He sees the baby and gulps. Sid steps forward, hand outstretched. He runs towards the dodos like an American football player, warding them off with his hand and clutching the melon like a ball. Sid charges through the first group, tossing them aside. As he runs to Manny and the baby, the dodos encircle him. He leaps up and flies through the air over the dodo's heads. The baby covers his eyes as Sid falls towards the ground. The sloth touches down on the dusty surface, rolls over to protect the melon. Then, as the baby, Manny and Diego watch in surprise and the dodos in shock, Sid gets to his feet, melon intact. Sid splats the melon to the ground.
Ah, Sid! Now we gotta find more food.
The baby is chomping into a melon chunk.
Hey, look at that, dinner and a show.
The dodos, balancing on one another, topple over the edge of the cliff. Feathers fall. It's dark.
A meal befitting a conquering hero.
Sid bends a branch, it springs back.
A foe?
Come on, come on, you want a piece of me?
He sticks his hand in a hole in the tree.
Worthy of such a noble...
He tosses the acorn he found in the hole towards his mouth. The saber-toothed squirrel grabs it. Manny to the baby. Manny wraps his woolly trunk round the baby, then looks to his right where Diego is lying watching him.
Oh, the triumphant return.
Huh? Oh, that. I'm so full. How about a good night kiss for your big buddy Sid?
Shh, he's asleep.
I was talking to you. Fine, I'll tuck myself in.
He stretches back on a rock.
Fine. Good night.
Sid tosses and turns on the flat-topped rock right in front of the mammoth. Manny glares at him. Sid is on his back, his head touching the ground below his body.
Will you stop it?
All right, all right. Just trying to relax.
He clambers back up onto the rock and curls up. Manny glances across at Diego. The saber-toothed tiger's eyes are closed. Manny's eyelids droop. Diego immediately opens his bright green eyes. He pads across to Manny and looms over the baby. Diego stretches out a paw. He jerks back when he hears a noise. Another rustle and Diego hauls back his paw. Manny moves in his sleep. Diego turns away from the baby and slinks low over the ground. He looks up and pounces. He tangles with another tiger.
Go ahead, slice me. It'll be the last thing you ever do.
I'm working here, you waste of fur.
Frustrated, Diego? Tracking down helpless infants too difficult for you?
What are you two doing here?
Soto's getting tired of waiting.
Yeah, yeah. He said come back with the baby or don't come back at all.
Well, I have a message for Soto. Tell him I'm bringing the baby. And tell him I'm bringing a mammoth.
A mammoth?
Mammoths never travel alone.
Well, this one does. And I'm leading him to Half Peak.
Look at all that meat. Let's get him!
Not yet! We'll need the whole pack to bring this mammoth down. Get everyone ready. Now!
The two saber-toothed tigers sprint away and Diego returns to the clearing beside the sleeping Manny, Sid and the baby. He lies back down. Moonlight gives way to bright sunshine. Manny opens his eyes. He blinks, then looks down to find the baby gone. He stomps over to the sleeping Diego.
Where's the baby?
You lost it?
Sid!
Ooh, it's so ugly. Positively adorable.
Hello, pumpkin. Hello, little baldy bean.
Where'd you find it?
Ah, the poor kid all alone in the wild. Sabers were closing in on him, so I just snatched him.
Oh, so pretty.
Yeah, well, he needed me, and I only wish I had one of my own, too.
Really? I find that attractive in a male.
Oh, alas. Who wouldn't want a family, I always say.
Where have you been hiding?
Yeah, well, you know.
They're in a mud bath with two lady sloths.
Cute kid, huh? So, as I was saying, ladies,
Sid towels his face with Manny's trunk.
Hey, Manny!
What's the matter with you?
Excuse me, ladies. You just keep marinating and I'll be right back.
He chases after Manny and the baby.
But it's so hard to find a family guy.
Tell me about it. Well, the sensitive ones get eaten.
No, Manny, please. I'm begging you. I need him.
What, a good-looking guy like you?
No, you say that, but you don't mean it.
No, seriously, look at you. Oh, those ladies, they don't stand a chance.
You have a very cruel sense of humor.
Hey, don't let me cramp your style.
Oh, thanks, Manny. You're a pal. You're the best.
Without Pinky.
No, Manny, I need him.
Sid tidies his hair as he swaggers back to the tub.
Where were we?
Carl?
Easy, Frank.
The two rhinos.
Pretty Tail walks by, and suddenly he moves like a cheetah. And that tiger. Yeah, Mr. Great Tracker. Can't even find a sloth. What am I, their wet nurse? What are you looking at, bone bag? Look at you. You're gonna grow into a great predator. Huh. I don't think so. What do you got? You got a little patch of fur? No fangs, no claws. Your folds of skin wrapped in mush. What's so threatening about you?
The baby sitting on a tree hugs Manny's trunk.
Hey, does this look like a petting zoo to you, huh?
The baby pulls nose hairs from Manny's trunk.
You just earned a timeout.
Manny places the baby further up the tree.
How about this?
Manny perches him right on the top.
You're a brave little squirt, I'll give you that.
Sid hurtles round a bend and comes face to face with Diego.
Thank goodness! Oh no! A tiger! Help! Help!
Where's the baby?
Oh, he's fine. Manfred has me. Just put me in your mouth. Come on, hurry up. Oh! He got me! Oh, help!
Get away from me.
He went this way! Over here!
Sid kicks the tiger in the backside. Diego turns round. The two rhinos screech to a halt. Sid hangs limp in Diego's mouth.
Oh, Carl! The tiger beat us to him.
Wait a minute.
Carl walks up to Sid.
He's dead, all right.
No! Carnivores have all the fun.
Oh, gosh, I hate breaking their hearts like that. But you know how it is. All right, thanks. You can put me down now. Manny!
Guys, I thought we were in a hurry.
And Diego, spit that out. You don't know where it's been.
Boy, for a second there, I actually thought you were going to eat me.
I don't eat junk food.
I thought you were going to... Were you?
Snow's falling.
Wait up! Come on, come on, fellas. Can you wait a second, please?
On the way.
Hey, fellas!
On the way.
They wait for him.
Thanks for waiting.
Three. He lies over an opening. One. Hot steam spurts him in the air. He lands back over the opening. Later, he carries the baby who hits him on the neck. On the sail, on the tell you love. He pokes the baby in the chest. They hit and poke each other repeatedly.
Well, he started it.
I don't care who started it. I'll finish it.
Manny now holds the baby. A flame shoots out of an opening. A glacier slides by. They cross a drawbridge-like crossing. When they reach the far end, it lowers and they walk on, except for Sid. When the others step off, the drawbridge rises up, tossing him into the air. Back with them and carrying the baby, Sid throws a snowball at Manny. Manny turns, Sid points at the baby. They pass a Stonehenge-type set of stones.
Modern architecture. It'll never last.
Diego out in front spots a tiger print in the snow. He rubs it out. Using his curled-up fist and claws, he simulates a human footprint and points forward. On sheer ice, Sid skates smoothly. Manny and Diego fall. The baby in his hand, Sid pirouettes and leaps into the air. The baby slithers across the ice. Sid is stuck headfirst in snow.
You're lost, aren't you?
No, I know exactly where we are.
Ask him directions.
The squirrel.
Fine, I'll ask him. Hey, buddy, you see any humans go by here?
The squirrel shakes its head, then scratches it.
Okay. Three words. First word, stomp. No, stamp.
Let me try.
Pack. Good one, Manny. Pack of long teeth and claws. Pack of wolves. Pack of...
Pack of bears?
Okay, wait.
Pack of fleas.
No. Pack of whiskers. Pack of...
Scrat points at Diego.
Pack of lies. Pack of troubles. Pack of wallops. Pack of birds. Pack of flying fish.
Diego flicks Scrat and his acorn away. They tumble down the hill, becoming a huge snowball. Sid sets the baby down, makes a snowball, and throws it at Manny. Manny turns, the baby points at Sid. A big snowball hits the sloth. Manny's eyes sparkle. Diego leads the way in heavy snow across a mountain ridge. Icicles are forming on Manny's tusks. Others hang from Sid's nose. The snow stops and the sky is blue. Diego is surprised to see a group of men with dogs. He turns back. He sees a narrow opening in the mountains and runs to Manny.
Hey, great news! I found a shortcut!
The baby uses Manny's trunk as a slide.
I mean faster than the long way around.
Ow! I know what a shortcut is!
Look, either we slip through there and beat the humans to Glacier Pass, or we take the long way and miss them.
Through there? What do you take me for?
This time tomorrow, you could be a free mammoth. Or a nanny. Personally, I never get tired of peekaboo.
Hey guys, check this out.
Sid places a broken icicle either side of his neck. Sid looks up at the mountain peaks.
I choose life.
Then I suggest you take the shortcut.
Are you threatening me?
Move, sloth!
The noise disturbs a block of ice.
Way to go, tiger!
Quick! Get inside!
As the avalanche of snow and ice falls, they hurtle into the opening. Above them, icicles formed like a crystal chandelier shake. They turn back, the way is blocked by ice. They look up at the icicles, then round to the blocks of ice.
Okay, I vote shortcut.
A final block of ice seals them inside the opening. They start to walk through what is now a snow and ice tunnel.
Come on, guys. Stick together. It's easy to get lost in here.
Sid walks into an ice flat. He falls to the ground. His tongue sticks to the ice.
Guys!
He scurries off in the wrong direction. Sid peeps round a corner and steps into a cavern. He places his hand on a clear ice window, then looks round and comes face to face with a frozen, open-mouthed fish.
Fish!
He turns and sees a frozen dinosaur. He's walking along one side of the tunnel, which is divided in two. Manny, Diego and the baby are on the other side. Sid is entranced by the frozen fish and reptiles. The two tunnels meet up. Sid waddles up to Manny. Sid stops when he sees something else frozen. It's a flying saucer.
Will you keep up, please? Hard enough to keep track of one baby.
The baby slips onto an ice slide and skids down past the three animals and drops out of their sight. The baby slides down the circular tunnel as if in a flume. The three animals jump in after him and plummet downwards. They come to a ramp and all of them are catapulted into the air. They pass one another in mid-air. Scrat the squirrel and his acorn also pass by. They disappear down three holes. Sid is directly behind the baby.
I gotcha!
He lifts up the baby, then falls down a hole while the baby careens on down the tunnel. Sid lands on his head, then drops down onto Manny and rests on his tusks. Diego uses his claws to slow his fall down, then sticks them into Manny.
Captain, iceberg ahead!
They stop on the tip of the iceberg. It breaks beneath them, and they hang in the air for a moment before hurtling down. They use it as a toboggan to cross a bed of icicles. They catch up with the baby as they leap into carved out lanes. The baby is in an inside lane, Diego and Sid are in the outside lanes, and Manny in the other inside lane. Sid tries to grab the baby. Sid fails. The baby shoots up into the air, and Manny spins, ready to catch him. Sid looks ahead. The squirrel rams his acorn into a sheet of ice. He sees the others charging towards him. Sid and Diego crash through the ice. Manny catches the baby, then crashes through, leaving his shape in the ice wall.
Whoa! Woo! Yeah! Who's up for round two? Now, tell the kid to be more careful.
The squirrel pops its head up from under the snow and then jumps excitedly. It crashes into a fossilized acorn on a rock wall. The others are in a dark part of the tunnel. Sid and the others look up where the baby pointed and see cave drawings on the walls and ceiling of the tunnel. They emerge from the dark into a bright cavern with more drawings.
Look, tigers! Yeesh! No, it's okay. Look, the tigers are just playing tag with the antelope. With their teeth.
Come on, Sid. Let's play tag. You're it.
Sure. Okay. Where are the sloths? You know, you never see any sloths in these things. Have you ever noticed? Oh, look, Manny, a mammoth.
Ooh, somebody pinch me.
Hey, this fat one looks just like you. Oh, and he's got a family. Oh, and he's happy. Look, he's playing with his kid. See, Manny, that's your problem. That's what mammoths are supposed to do.
Sid.
Find a she-myth, have little baby mammoths.
Sid.
And what?
Shut up.
But...
Manny is transfixed by the drawing of the mammoth family. He stares wide-eyed at the wall. He sees a male mammoth with curved tusks, a smaller female mammoth and baby mammoth. The drawing seems to come alive and the baby prances around. The two adults rub their cheeks together. The animated drawing of the baby mammoth jumps around, then stops and turns back, running from men with spears. The male adult mammoth tries to fight off the men. The adult male is surrounded by the men with spears. The mother tries to protect the baby. Up on a cliff above her, men raise stones over their heads. As Manny stares at the wall, Sid behind him gulps. Manny reaches out his trunk, and with it strokes the drawing of the young mammoth. His trunk touches the human baby's hand. The baby holds his arms aloft and falls forward. Manny catches him gently in his trunk. Mammoth and baby stare at each other. Manny lifts the baby up and the baby hugs the woolly top of Manny's trunk. Sid wipes his nose with his paw and rubs it on Diego's back. Manny places the baby onto the mane of hair covering his head and sets off with him. Sid's hands are clasped together. He notices Diego's blank look and waddles after Manny. Diego looks at the drawings, then about turns. The man's husky-like dog sniffs the snowy ground, then returns to the man. The man lets the dog sniff the broken necklace which was round the baby's blanket. Then he looks through the blizzard at the mountains ahead. Another man places his hands on his friend's shoulder. takes the rope for the dogs, and he and the others walk away from the man. The man gazes at the necklace in his hand, then turns and follows his companions. Everything except a tall peak is covered in snow.
Well, would you look at that? The tiger actually did it. There's Half Peak. Next stop, Glacier Pass.
How could I ever have doubted you?
Did you hear that, little fella? You're almost home.
Sid looks down at his footprints. They're red hot.
Sweating.
Do we have to get a news flash every time your body does something?
He's doing it for attention. Just ignore him.
Seriously, my feet are really hot. Oh.
He runs after them.
Tell me that was your stomach.
Shh. I'm sure it was just thunder from underground.
Flames shoot out of the snow, holes and cracks appear in the ice, and a molten lava flow beneath the promontory they're on. A chunk falls from in front of Diego and plunges into the lava. Sid and Manny are separated from him. Sid runs on the spot.
I would if you were moving!
Diego leaps across to them.
Wow, I wish I could jump like that.
Wish granted!
Manny kicks him away. Sid crashes into a rock.
Have you noticed the river of lava?
Manny sees the pathway melting and jumps to a firmer bit. Again, lift on a plinth of ice, Diego leaps. His front paws grasp the far side and he dangles over the lava. Manny turns and sees him. Manny goes back for Diego. The path is breaking up. Manny stretches for Diego with his trunk. The path cracks and Diego falls. Manny grabs him with his trunk. Sid watches as Diego digs his claws into the mammoth's trunk. The path behind Manny cracks. He twirls his head round and flings Diego to safety, then plummets down. Manny is standing on the block of ice. A burst of hot air shoots him and the ice up. Manny crashes to the ground beside the others.
Manny, you okay? Come on, say something. Anything!
Oh my God.
What? What? I can't hear you.
You're standing on my trunk.
Oh. Oh, you're okay! Oh, you're okay!
Why did you do that? You could have died trying to save me.
That's what you do in a herd. You look out for each other.
Well, thanks.
I don't know about you guys, but we are the weirdest herd I've ever seen.
Half Peak reaches up to the cloudy sky. Soto, the saber-toothed tiger, struts onto a ledge and looks out. He curls his mouth. He walks past the others.
I can't wait to get my claws in that mammoth!
No one touches the mammoth until I get that baby!
First, I'm gonna slice its hindquarters into sections. I'm gonna put the white meat in one pile and the dark in another.
Hey, knock it off! I'm starving!
Next, the shoulders. Occasionally tough, but extremely juicy.
I told you to knock it off! Save your energy! Mammoths don't go down easy. There's only one way to do it. First, you have to force it into a corner. Cut off its retreat. And when you three have it trapped, I'll go for the throat.
Soto and the other two have the fourth tiger cowering against Locke. The snow falls as Manny, Sid, Diego, and the baby near Half Peak.
Guys, we gotta get this kid out of the wind! How much further?
3 miles.
I'm beat. We'll get there in the morning.
Sid draws on a cliff face with a stone.
I'm putting sloths on the map.
Yeah, why don't you make it realistic and draw him lying down?
And make him rounder. Perfect.
I forgot how to laugh.
Sid rubs the stone against the rock. Sparks fly on land on some wood.
I'm a genius!
They build a fire.
From now on, you'll have to refer to me as Sid, Lord of the Flame.
Hey, Lord of the Flame. Your tail's on fire.
He runs around. Diego grabs him and sits him on ice.
Thank you. From now on, I'm gonna call you Diego.
Lord of Touch Me and You're Dead.
Nah, I'm just kidding, you little knucklehead.
Hey, lovebirds. Look at this.
The baby takes a few tentative steps.
I don't believe it.
Diego looks at the baby, then at Manny, whose eyes are fixed on the tiger. The baby wobbles, but stays upright.
Come here, you little biped. Come here, you little wormy worm. Come to Uncle Sid. No, 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 no. This way. This way.
No, 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 no. Go to him. Go to him.
The baby falls at Diego's feet.
Good job. Keep practicing.
Diego helps the baby back up.
Our little guy's growing up.
The baby rubs his eyes.
Sleep time, Lumpy.
Look at that big pushover. You know, Diego, I've never had a friend who would risk his life for me.
Yeah, man, he's a good guy.
Yeah, he is. Well, good night.
Sid rolls onto his side. Diego sinks his head onto his paws. He glances up at the tall half peak in the distance, then lowers his head and closes his eyes. Scrap the Squiddle pops out from behind a rock and scuttles over to the fire. He whips out a frozen acorn on a twig and holds it up over the fire. He watches dismayed as it turns to popcorn.
All right, let's get you all cleaned up. I mean, what's your daddy gonna say if you go back all smutsy and stinky like this?
It's morning.
That looks good. A little bit here.
You clean up nice, little fella.
I think he's starting to look like me. Hey, Diego, what do you think?
Diego looks away.
Why not?
Because if we save him, he'll grow up to be a hunter. And who do you think he'll hunt?
Maybe because we save him, he won't hunt us. Ow!
Yeah, and maybe he'll grow fur and a long skinny neck and call you mama.
What's your problem?
Nothing. Let's go. I'm freezing my tail off.
Soto watches them from up on half peak. Diego stops and sniffs the air. Soto moves away.
Hey, Diego, you frozen back there?
Manny and Sid walk on ahead.
Get down!
Huh?
What?
Shh! Get down and follow me!
Hey, what's going on?
At the bottom of Half Peak, there's an ambush waiting for you.
What?
What do you mean, ambush? You set us up.
It was my job! I was supposed to get the baby, but then...
You brought us home for dinner!
That's it. You're out of the herd.
I'm sorry.
No, you're not.
Not yet.
Listen, I can help you.
Stay close, Sid. We can fight our way out.
You can't. The pack's too strong. You have to trust me.
Trust you? Why in the world would we trust you?
Because I'm your only chance.
Manny has Diego pinned against the wall, his tusk at Diego's throat. The tigers wait in ambush. Diego slinks up.
Ladies.
Hey, look who decided to show up.
Diego, I was beginning to worry about you.
No need to worry. In about 2 minutes, you'll be satisfying your taste for revenge.
Very nice.
I see the sloth! And he's got the baby!
Don't give away your positions until you see the mammoth. He's the one we have to surprise.
You want to maul something, don't you, Zeke?
What a maul!
Then what are you waiting for?
The three tigers take off.
I said
wait for the mammoth!
Diego looks up at Soto and shrugs. Soto takes off after the others, charging towards Sid, who's carrying a bundle. As they near him, Sid turns. He's wearing skis made of bark. Struggling to stay upright, he skis up a ramp.
Eat my powder!
He races down a slalom course of jagged rocks. One ski comes off. He snowboards on the other. He half pipes as if on a skateboard.
Slalom, slalom, baby!
He jumps over some flat rocks. The tigers are still chasing him. He soars into the sky and loses his snowboard. He drops the bundle and lands on a ledge above it. The three tigers are brushed aside by Soto, who turns the bundle over. Inside is a snow baby.
Sorry, fellas. He caught a little frostbite.
Get him!
The three chase Sid and come up against Manny carrying a log. He bowls them over with a log, knocking them over a ridge.
Okay, follow me. We'll pick up Sid and get out of here while we can.
Come on, Diego. Let's bring this mammoth down.
Sid waddles across the snow. He doesn't see one of the saber-toothed tigers behind him. Sid, looking carefree, goes up to a hole in a rock, and the baby pokes his head up.
There he is.
The baby sees the tiger.
That's right, where's the baby?
The tiger jumps. Sid plucks the baby from the hole and the tiger gets stuck.
I'm the best! I don't think so. Yeah.
Soto and Diego pad towards Manny, who sidles backwards. He watches the two tigers closely. Suddenly, Diego spins round to face Soto.
What are you doing?
Leave the mammoth alone.
The two other tigers appear.
I'll take you down first.
Soto prowls around Diego, then leaps at him. They snarl and claw at each other. The others attack Manny. They bite at his legs. Soto hurls Diego across the snow. His head hits a rock and he's knocked out. Soto joins the other two. The tigers back Manny up against a rock face. Diego comes too. Soto snarls at Manny, then leaps for his throat. Diego stops him mid-flight. Diego falls to the ground. Sid and the baby appear. Soto moves towards the baby. Manny lowers his head and with his tusks flings Soto against a rock face. Icicles like spears above Soto's head fall towards him. Manny turns to face the other tigers, and they back away from him.
We did it!
Manny and Sid, carrying the baby, walk slowly towards Diego, lying on his side in the snow.
We were some team, huh?
Were? Come on, we're still a team.
I'm sorry I set you up.
You know me. I'm too lazy to hold a grudge.
Sid lays the baby down beside Diego.
Squirt. You gotta be strong. You have to take care of Manfred and Sid. Especially Sid.
Come on, you can lick this. You're a tiger. Look, I'll carry you. Come on, what do you say? Oh, come on, Diego, come on. Tell him he's gonna be okay, Manny.
Listen, you have to leave me here. If those humans get through the pass, you'll never catch them.
You didn't have to do that.
That's what you're doing, I heard.
The baby reaches out his hands to Diego. Manny wraps his trunk round the baby and lifts him up. Sid and Manny stand motionless by the limp form of Diego the saber-toothed tiger. As the snow falls over the jagged towers of Half Peak, the sloth, the mammoth, and the human baby make their way across the white landscape. The men and the dogs plod through the pass in the snow. The baby's father at the rear. He stops and turns for a final look. He lays the necklace with its charms, which include stones and a tooth, on a mound. The man stops and turns round. He sees the massive figure of Manny the Mammoth stride down the pass. Manny looms over the man, whose body twitches, and he clutches his spear tightly. Manny stares at him intently. Sid is behind the mammoth. Manny lifts his trunk toward his own head, and the man raises a spear. Manny grabs the spear with his trunk. Up ahead, one of the dogs growls. The dog on a rope lead runs back up the pass. The men follow. Manny wrestles the spear from the man and tosses it aside. As the men rush with spears aloft, Manny removes the baby from his head. The man sees it and stops his companions. Sid falls on his back in a dead faint. Manny sets down the baby on the snow-covered ground, and the man crouches down, arms outstretched. The baby teeters towards his father. The father picks up his son and holds him close, his big hand on the back of the baby's head. The baby reaches up and touches his father's face. Sid sits up on the snow and watches the reunion of father and baby. The men crowd round the man and boy. Sid and Manny look at each other. Then the big brown woolly mammoth turns round and walks back up the pass. The sloth follows him. The baby sees them go and reaches out to them. His father places the baby on the ground and he walks towards Sid. Sid picks him up and hugs him.
Okay.
Manny wraps his trunk round the baby.
We won't forget about you.
The baby hugs the woolly trunk. The father walks up. Manny places the baby gently in his father's hands. The man bends down, picks up the necklace, and loops it over Manny's tusk. Manny touches the necklace with his trunk, and mammoth and man stare at each other. Manny gazes at Sid, who smiles. The father, baby in his arms, returns to his companions.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Sid.
Bye. Bye.
The baby covers his eyes, then uncovers them.
Where's the baby?
Come on, Sid. Let's head south.
Manny stops and his eyes open wide as he looks across the snow to see Diego limping towards them. The baby, still playing, sees the tiger, and Diego covers his eyes with his paw, then uncovers them and waves. The baby waves back.
Save your breath, Sid. You know humans can't talk.
Diego, you're okay?
9 lives, baby.
Yay! You're okay. You're okay. I can kiss you. Yuck!
Well, welcome back, partner. Want a lift?
No thanks. I've got to save whatever dignity I've got left.
You're hanging out with us now, buddy. Dignity's got nothing to do with it. But I'll take that lift.
Yeah, climb aboard.
Pick me up, buddy. Yeah, mush! Or not mush. Either way. It's gonna be the best migration ever. I'm telling you, I'll show you all my favorite watering holes. And I turn brown when the fungus in my fur dries out.
That sounds very attractive.
You know, this whole ice age thing's getting old.
You know what I could go for? Global warming.
Alright.
Keep dreaming.
No, really.
Twenty 20,000 years later, the saber-toothed squirrel, his eyes bulging, his front paws stiff, is perched in midair above an acorn. The two are trapped inside a huge ice cube. The ice cube is floating towards a sandy beach. On the white sand, the cube starts to melt around the acorn, then the squirrel. The acorn drops onto the sand. Scrap, the squirrel's nose twitches. Scrat's head and paws are free, but the rest of him is stuck in the ice cube. His tail's free, but not his hind legs. The tide comes in, lifts the acorn off the sand, and washes it out to sea. Scrat breaks free. He bangs his head repeatedly against a tree. A coconut falls behind him. Scrat picks it up and scuttles across the beach, the coconut on his head. He raises it up, throws it into the ground, and jumps on it. The ground starts to crack open. He follows the cracks. The crack travels through a forest and up a volcanic mountain. A chunk flies off the top and the volcano erupts. Scrat's face falls. ITFC audio description by James O'Hara.